Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys about 215-592-9494 on a big football Friday. This one feels bigger than your regular week three game. The Eagles and the Rams Sunday at 1 o'clock. We got a lot to talk about today, a Tri-Day Friday. The passing game, Jalen Hurts, a rematch of a game we saw twice last season. Who knows? We might see it again this coming January. And, of course, more on the Tush Push. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, listen. I know I'm probably getting in trouble for this one, but let your kids play, man. Just let your kids stop yelling at them parents and things of that nature when they're out there playing sports. Because you got it. You run the risk of turning them off from the sport when you're yelling at them and giving them direction when the coach trying to do his thing and stuff like that. Just let them play, man. Let them play. Let the coach do their job. Sit your ass down somewhere.
Yeah, you shouldn't get yelled at for that. You're dead right on that one.
No, but
you're
it's like, right. You know, and I know that there are a lot of parents there that have dreams and aspirations of their child going pro. We all have that dream for our child, but that's a dream that has to play out on his own, man. You can't be out there yelling and screaming at little Jimmy or little Timmy to do this, that, and the third, and they're not mentally there yet. It takes time for stuff like that.
I think
that.
It was about 8 or 9 years ago, Major League Baseball had a thing, let the kids play. It was like promoting the young players in the game. But you let the kids play. I totally agree with you on that. I mean, how about this? We're starting off where I'm not disagreeing with Hugh Douglas. We're off to a good start.
You know how it is, Joe. Some parents out there, man.
It's actually sad when it happens.
Yeah, because it's like they're out there and, you know, little Timmy, 6, 7 years old, and they're yelling and screaming at him. And I'm like, dog, calm your ass. Damn.
Yeah, save the yelling and screaming for 1 o'clock on Sunday at the Link when the Rams come in here. And hopefully we're yelling and screaming with excitement because the Eagles go out there and they get this pass game revved up and they go win the football game. But I got to tell you, Hugh, I have a feeling this morning. I haven't had it in a long time.
What you got?
Nervous.
Trepidation?
Nervous.
A little nervous?
I am. For the first time, I am not walking into an Eagles game in a while with some super confidence. I mean, last week they were going to Kansas City against a desperate Chiefs team, and I sat here and said, they're going to win the game. They're the better football team. Week one, I thought they'd blow the Cowboys out. You go back to last year, I thought they could blow the Chiefs out in the Super Bowl. I mean, I have been feeling like the outcome is pretty much there before the game starts for a while with the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't feel that this week. I have some nerves. I mean, clearly they are facing a great football coach in Sean McVay, a tremendous quarterback in Matthew Stafford. They got weapons. They got a pass rush. We know why that game last year in the postseason was close. And we know why the two teams matched up so tightly in that game here in Philadelphia. I guess it comes down to this. Entering the game, if we're all being honest, and I think we try to be in the Midday Show, the Rams are coming into the game playing better football than the Eagles. That's a fact, right? Mm-hmm. That's the first 2 weeks, the Rams look more impressive than the Philadelphia Eagles. I guess it comes down to this. Do we just give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt? Do they deserve the benefit of the doubt that they're just going to find a way to win the game as they try to figure themselves out? Hugh, what are you feeling this morning? Because I understand there's going to be a lot of people out there that just say, give them the benefit of the doubt. They're going to figure it out. That's what they usually do. They've won 18 out of 19. Just keep coming back to the Rams have been more impressive than the Eagles the first 2 weeks of the season.
I hear what you're saying, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
And to answer your question, yes. I'm not going to answer the long way today.
Okay. No long talking. Wow.
Well, no, because I was about to long talk, but I said I'm not going to long talk because I was about to say something to the effect that I know where people are coming from with this. Mm-hmm. And looking at this matchup, you feel like it's going to be lopsided because of what the Rams bring to the table. You know, when you talk about Devontae Adams and you talk about Puka Nacua and them throwing the ball all over the schoolyard, we haven't been able to do that yet. So I'm with you when you say, is this, you know, being a little nervous about this game because we haven't done that yet.
Yep.
But I'm giving us the benefit of the doubt because we have the personnel to do that. We just haven't done it yet.
Well, that's, I mean, you're right about that. And that's why, look, the Eagles are favorite in the game. They're at home. They have Vic Fangio. There's a lot of reasons why the Eagles could and maybe should win this football game. But I'll say this when it comes to benefit of the doubt in football. That only lasts for so long. I'm going to give you an example. The Chiefs, for a while last year, won the way we're winning the first 2 weeks of the season. They really did. I mean, the Chiefs won a lot of football games last year, just like this. And their offense was really never impressive, and they were kind of just eking games out. And eventually, they got smacked by the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And now they start this season after all those games of, you know, the Chiefs had a record last year of games they won by 7 points or less. Like those tight games, they always found a way. And that's kind of the Eagles now. The Eagles have become tight games, just find a way. Well, the Chiefs so far this year are 0-2. Eventually, you have to play well to win football games. And right now, I don't love the way the Eagles' offense is playing by any stretch. I don't love their running game right now. I specifically don't love their passing game right now. And I have concerns. 215-592-9494. So, no, I'm not doing the benefit of the doubt thing. I need to see them play well. I need to see the Philadelphia Eagles' offense play well and move the football. Hugh just mentioned what the Rams are bringing in. It's very good. And it's not, you know, and I agree. The Eagles should be just as good on name value. Like when all those preseason lists came out, you know, Stafford and Hurts were ranked similarly, right? Fifth, sixth, seventh in the NFL. Very good quarterbacks. One guy's playing like it right now, and his offense is moving the football with two good receivers in Nacua and Adams. And the other guy, our guy, is not happening yet. Doesn't mean he's not capable, but it's not happening yet. And you know, I go back to last year and my feeling on that playoff game. I was very nervous for the Rams game. You guys were all upset at me. I was like, I felt sick going into the game because I respect that coach. I respect that team. And they gave us a fight. And if it wasn't for Jalen Carter, the whole thing may have died right there in the division round. And I feel the same way this week. I got some nerves for this game. 215-592-9494. You can only go off of, hey, they find a way so often. You got to find a way by playing well. I need to see it to really now believe it with the 2025 Eagles. 215-592-9494. That benefit of the doubt thing, Hugh, is interesting, though, because as much as sometimes it does look ugly, I mean, it is true they've won 18 out of 19 games.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And this is where, you know, for a lot of people, it gets a little skewed when we watch football because a lot of it, I know we like to talk about factual things, but a lot of football is based in gut feeling and how you feel the game potentially might go.
Yep.
For example, last night, that Miami game, I know you were kind of sweating a little bit, especially at halftime.
Well,
it was at 14-14.
Not only that, I'm in two survivor pools, or one, but I have two entries.
Uh-huh.
I took the Bills as one of my entries, mostly despite you.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, damn. If I come in here tomorrow and he's peacocking around and I lost $50 in this pool, I'm going to be really upset.
Joe, when that game was 14-14, that's why I tweeted. I said, I won regardless.
Well, I mean, you lost.
Well, I did lose. Yeah. But it was a...
You taking a moral victory in a betting loss?
Yes.
Yeah. What are you doing? In a money line betting loss.
No.
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
It's unbelievable.
I should have took the points.
Of course you should have.
I should have took the points. I'm learning. But they came out and they fought. They fought hard. But to your point, and you always say this, the more talented team won out.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you look at that Buffalo Bills team, they scored when they had to, you know. And you talk about some of the missed opportunities that the Miami Dolphins had. Then when you run into the kicker, dude, that gets you cut.
Oh, it was bad.
That gets you cut. And then you throw an interception when you're driving the ball down the field. Those two things right there. Like, there was a lot of miscues for the Miami Dolphins that really cost them the game, mm-hmm. you know, last night. But the point is they played above their station. You know, and in games like this, like the one we have this weekend, you look at it and you say, the Eagles, when you go man for man, probably have a more talented roster by two people, because the Rams are kind of right there. So this is going to come down to a game of, in my opinion, the last possession like it did last night, and how well we throw the football, because running the ball is not going to cut it in this game.
Well, I said what you said there is why I need to see it to believe it this week, because if it comes down to how well they're throwing the football, I need to see them do it well. We know they have ability. Jalen Hurts has ability. Obviously, A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith have a world of ability. I got to see them do it in a game this season before I'm just going to say, oh, they'll figure it out. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on the game Sunday? Confident, nervous, and should we just give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt that they're just going to find a way to win? I'm not doing that because in the NFL, you have to play well to win against good teams. You can't just say, oh, we'll just roll out there and win the football game. If they don't play well on Sunday, they'll lose. If they play well, they'll win. But I don't think we're going to squeak one out because we're the, you know, we have the better team. The Rams are the best team we've seen so far this season. 215-592-9494. For Kyle, what are you feeling on a football Friday as in come the Rams?
Yeah, I'm feeling a way that I don't think I've felt in a while. Mm. I am very confident that the Eagles are going to lose this game.
No.
Yeah, we're catching
up. Oh, no, baby. What is you doing?
No.
This one's
a loss, and it's okay. Like, we might.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. We're going to be humbled a little bit, but it's going to cause us to look within.
You mean the Eagles or us?
Everybody. The fan base. Eagles. We are going to look within.
Oh, boy.
And we're going to get this thing back on the rails. It's gonna be a tough one to swallow in the moment, but everything's gonna be okay. The Rams are just playing better football than the Eagles right now. Like they are. And I think these both of these teams are very different from the ones that met in the regular season last year and the one that met in the playoffs last year. And the other part of it is like I think I would feel a little bit better if Saquon had started the season looking the way that he did last season.
Like, we don't have anything we can hang our hat on right now.
Because that's the one thing that we killed the Rams with.
Twice.
Yeah. And I don't know. And the whole benefit of the doubt thing, I guess I'm kind of with you. Like, I need to see it this year before I start giving the benefit of the doubt. Like, benefit of the doubt was for last season when they were going into the Ravens game.
Yes. They've done it for months.
Right.
Yeah.
I can't go there just yet. I need to see them play better football before I start.
I agree. Boy, confident in catching an L. We're off and running here. 215-592-9494. In come the Rams on Sunday. You're feeling on the game, confident, nervous. And should we just give them benefit of the doubt that they're just going to find a way, even if it looks very, very ugly? All right, we got a lot to discuss here. We'll get everyone's phone calls up. It is a try-day Friday. We need your help with something today that will really, I think, dictate where this season goes. Coming up on the other side, something really interesting Mike Mayock said yesterday. After listening to WIP, he had a PSA for everyone out there. He might have been talking to us on the Midday Show. Who knows? And what Chio Kapadia said about this Rams team and this matchup on Sunday. All coming up Midday Show as we discuss Eagles-Rams on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, this brings back memories.
They say KB done. We got a long way to go. Short time to get there. That's a great song, man.
When did we land on this song last year?
After Nick Sirianni went crazy.
Yeah, it was
there. Yeah.
And I was watching Smokey and the Bandit.
Yeah, you were. And then we rode this thing all the way to New Orleans. Yeah,
after the Browns game, we're like, oh, my goodness gracious. Yep. And he was like, we're going to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, you did. Like, I mean, we thought you were nuts.
That was blind faith, Douglas.
It was. And you led us all the way there.
Hey, listen, I'm still nuts.
Well, we tell you that every day. That's for sure. That is for
that
sure.
That was a fun time, man. That was fun.
It was awesome. 215-592-9494. All right, you know what? I'm going to throw it out now because we played the song. We need your help today. You know what today is, right?
What's that?
Well, it's Friday. What day of the week?
Well. It's semantics.
Semantics. Friday, you know, it's the last day of the week. Yes, it is a Friday, which means, what is today? Today is Try-Day Friday on the Midday Show? Yeah, all right. Yes. Try-Day Friday on the Midday Show. Can we hear? Let's do a little Try-Day on a Friday.
It's a Try-Day Friday.
It's Try-Day, Try-Day, you and Joe on Fridays.
All right, so last year, as you heard, and we went down memory lane, we had Eastbound and Down all the way to the Super Bowl. That was the song of the midday show for the season that helped get us and the Eagles to New Orleans. So this year, the goal is to get to Santa Clara, California.
Santa Clara.
The site of Super Bowl 60. So we need your help today, Tri-Day. What should be the song of the season? So you call in, you give us your song. I mean, it could be anything. Anything that you think will set the theme for the year, the team, the show, to get the Eagles back to the Super Bowl 60. Tri-Day Friday, a song idea. All right, we're going to get to everyone's phone calls here on the game. Confident, nervous, and should we just give them the benefit of the doubt? Which, I say no. They got to play well to get the benefit of the doubt every week. They haven't played great the first 2 weeks. Hugh says, yeah, even though I sense a little nervousness in Hugh's voice, he's giving them the benefit of the doubt. They'll find a way to win the football game. All right, speaking of benefit of the doubt, Mike Mayock yesterday, a guest of the afternoon show, he had a lot to say specifically about giving Jalen Hurts the benefit of the doubt that he's going to figure this thing out. Here is Mayock yesterday with the afternoon show.
I think they've earned the right to work their way into this thing. And like last year, when they were 2-2, they ended up winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
This year, they're 2-0. And am I happy with the pass game? No. I think you probably could tell by the way I just talked about zero coverage.
Right.
I think you got to have a dagger and go attack the defense with two of the best wideouts in football. Okay?
Yeah.
However, I believe that they're going to figure that out and a way to pass protect it, to give them time to do that.
Okay.
And all the other things that go into that. Do I think it's going to take some time, Mike? I do. Okay? Do I love the pass game today? No. But it's hand in hand with a run game.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are frustrated with the run game. And, you know, he went 22 for 88, I think, 4 yards. You know, he isn't running any differently than he did last year. Okay? And at the end of the day, again, I think game plan and who you're playing, as they go forward, they have to get better. If they don't get better, it's not playoffs and it's not Super Bowl. Like, I'm not trying to sugarcoat it
right.
at all.
Mm-hmm.
My whole thing is give them time to figure it out and get there because the execution is not good today offensively.
All right, so Mayock said give the Eagles time, benefit of the doubt. They've earned that. And I think, in general, he's right on Jalen. Like, Jalen Hurts has earned the – like, he's an established starter. He's a Super Bowl champion. He's a good quarterback. Like, Jalen Hurts, we shouldn't be discussing his job status, but we can discuss how he plays each week and mm-hmm. if it's good enough to win another Super Bowl. But he was pretty strong that we should give this whole thing the benefit of the doubt and just have some patience here.
Yeah, and he's right. But this is the part that, you know, fans – don't understand, and you don't have to. Let me say, I want to say that, and I want to be strong on that. You don't have to because you work hard, you pay money to go to the games, and you want to see certain things when you go to the games.
There's a level of expectation. I ran into a guy the other day who was saying to me that he's a season ticket holder, and he said there should be a discount on September games because it's basically the preseason.
Yeah, yeah, and I get that, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when you're in that space, in that football space, some of the cliches that I spit on this show every day are the foundational cliches that I've heard my whole life playing football.
Cliche Douglas.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying it's the truth, and I know y'all like to laugh at me and say mean and hurtful stuff about me, but
not always,
you know,
mean.
Well, mean and hurtful.
Always hurtful. Yeah.
But, you know, the chain is only strong as its weakest link. You know, it's like the foundation. You know, we're building a foundation. We got to do it brick by brick every day. Those are the foundational things that football players live by. And I know it's boring, but it's the truth. And that's what Mike's talking about, is because this team has played at a level that we saw get them to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's in there. But the thing that I think people don't understand sometimes is that it takes time to get to that level.
So I agree with that. And let me say this. As the season goes on, the Eagles will probably end up a better team than the Rams. And if they play them again in the playoffs, they're very likely to be the better team then. I just don't feel great today that they're the better team.
That's fine.
I said this in the inverse last week. I said, you know, if we were playing the Chiefs 7 weeks from now when they get Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy back,
it might be a different game.
Might be a different game. But last week I felt great because they didn't have those guys. And right now, the Rams look better than us. So I got some nerves for this football game. All right, let's hear one more and then back right to the phone lines here. And Shield Kapadia nailed it. The Rams, we beat them twice last year. They're better now than they were last year. Here's Shield.
Let's get a little preview of Sunday. Eagles-Rams. Pretty solid. Real solid. Week 3 game. How are the Rams better than last year? How good are they?
Yeah, they're better than last year because they added Devontae Adams. And last year with Puka Nacua
and they didn't have another option in the passing game that was really good. Now they've got two guys. I think Puka Nacua is a top five wide receiver, and Davante Adams is still fantastic at this stage of his career. So this is a team where if you caught him in week 11 or 12, maybe Stafford's dealing with some injuries. He's 37 years old. But getting him in week 3 here with all those guys healthy, it's going to be a real challenge for the Eagles defense. It's going to be a challenge for Adoree Jackson. And so I think the Eagles can run the football against them. And I think they, you know, the Eagles are obviously favored in the game. But there's no doubt this is a formidable opponent at this stage of the season.
That's what scares me about this game, because we can't run the football, and especially against that smaller front. They run a 3-4, but they're a little smaller front. If they're throwing the ball like that, they're going to take us out of the run game. So going into this game, you look at it like this. Time of possession probably going to be a huge factor in playing keep away, especially if the Rams are going down, scoring at a high clip, you know, and we're methodically trying to matriculate the ball down the field. And say if we have one of those matriculations and we don't convert, and then they come back down the field and throw the ball down the field and get another touchdown. Now you're playing catch up.
It throws the whole script of the game.
Everything.
Off.
Yeah. Everything.
And we need here's what we need on Sunday. We need a lead early. Get them off their square. Make them play from behind. We can run the football. 215-592-9494. Let's get to the phone lines here. Chris in Middletown starts us off on a football Friday. Good morning, Chris.
Happy football Friday, man.
Chris, how are we feeling?
We're feeling pretty damn good, Joe.
Okay.
Let me get into the Tri-Day question here. Mm-hmm. About Drake back to back.
That works.
I don't like Drake.
Okay. Then that's out.
Wasn't the whole point of that? Also, wasn't the whole point of that like to mock the Phillies from Toronto?
Yeah, we can't do that. We can't do that.
Oh.
All right. Scratch that.
Yeah, terrible suggestion.
Yeah, Chris, yeah. I apologize for even acknowledging it was
I don't like Drake.
I was living in the moment of the back to back.
I like Drake as a person.
Yeah, but we can't do that one. So that's out. Sorry.
Okay. All right. Scratch that. Let's move on. Let's move on to some positive things.
Okay.
Let's get into this. Eagles Nation, Sunday we ride! Hit it, Kyle. Damn it. Okay. I don't even need your music, Kyle. Fuck it. Say Leo Lewis, Billy Goat.
Did he do
on a Tri-Day Friday? Let me give you some advice. Try not to cry when you get your bottom busted. Godfather Vic is go boss and let the defense go medieval on your busted back, Stafford. Hey, Matt. Billy's about to show you what time it is. It's your time. Your time to retire. This is our time, buddy. Pack your bags and get out. Get out. Karen Williams. Maybe you didn't see what happened to Karen's in Philadelphia. We embarrassed them. We exposed them for the frauds that they are. And we kicked their asses out. Eagles Nation, have no fear. Don't listen to the nonsense from the likes of Howard Quinn, Joe Cilio, Finalist Eskin, Jeff Quitt, and Joke the Camera. The Rams are about to be hit by a Jada bomb. Like he did in Pittsburgh last year when all the doubters questioned his ability. That's what you all wanted to see. And the man beast, the physical freak of nature, Wattzilla, is going to unleash hell on the fam season like his uncle did to Tokyo. It's time the world sees what we are about. This is Philadelphia. It's not a place for feelings and softness. If you don't like the fire, then stay out of that damn kitchen. Don't roll up in here talking talk and not expect to be smacked in the jaw. Sunday, we're putting the world on notice. We are on a mission. Power in fear. Grab you women and children. The Free Patriot is here.
All right, Chris. Well, he redeemed himself after the song choice wasn't the best.
It was horrendous, yeah.
Yeah, but that was a good pump up. Yeah, I mean, he didn't get the music right away. I think it threw him off a little bit. He was like, he called.
I got to be feeling it, you know?
No, I know. Yeah. And sometimes, you weren't that time. All right, let's go to Spanky in Southwest Philly. What's up, Spanky?
What's up, fellas? So, first off, I'm going to get my song real quick. I want to go with Time for Some Action by Redman. All right? That's my song.
What do you think of that one, Hugh?
I like Redman.
Okay. All right, it's in the mix, Spanky. Good, right. Good choice.
And two, I'm with you, Joe. I'm getting tired of every year that we got to build into the offense. I don't understand why. And I know we keep changing these coordinators and stuff like that, but I'm getting tired of this every year that we got to build into the offense. How come we can't come out every year and be dominant like the Buffaloes and the dudes that can sling it all over the place? This game right here.
I'm coming. Oh, no, I'm not. I'm letting you cook. We're on the same wavelength. You got mm-hmm. it, Spanky. You got it.
Yeah. I don't feel comfortable about this game either because it's early in the season and the Rams look good. But I'm just getting tired of every year that we know we have a great team, but every year it's always some. Well, the passing game ain't looking like this, or, you know, the run game. When we got all these weapons, it shouldn't be like this. We got all this angst at the beginning of the year. How come we just can't come out and be smoking cats?
Spanky, you're dead right. There's no reason for it year after year it should be this hard. And to your point, before you finish, last night the Bills got to 31 points. They had zero turnovers. They're the second team in the history of the NFL. Three straight games out of the gate, 30 points, no turnovers in any game.
Mm. Yeah, and I'm just getting tired of that. And on a personal level, last time I talked to y'all was I talked to y'all a couple weeks ago, but before that I was on. Q had asked me. I told y'all I just got engaged and I was getting married, and I'm going on my first year anniversary tomorrow.
Oh, congratulations! That's awesome, Spanky. That is.
And Hugh, you asked me why what made me do it. So I'm 54. You asked me what made me do it. So
I remember
so
this call.
54.
I remember your call last year. Yeah.
I'm 54.
You asked me why I did it so far in the game because I fell in love for the second time, bro. I had to do it.
I ain't mad at you, man.
For you, Spanky.
54. You all almost right, made it to the upper room. You ain't gotta. Yeah, no.
Well, I got my Bluetooth packed. I'm good.
Oh, yeah,
ready to roll. It's going to be a good weekend.
Back
all right, Spanky. It's kind of weird. Bluetooth is talking about Bluetooth with Spanky.
Shameless plug.
Wait a minute now. Now you're getting cranked up.
All right, everyone, take a deep breath.
It's Friday, man.
Relax.
54, though. You should have just rolled that one on out.
He found love.
I ain't mad at you, Spanky. Yeah. I'm just like.
You got a Bluetooth? He's got
one's jealous, I see.
Yeah.
I'm not jealous, man. No. You know what? No,
because I hit a nerve.
No, because I had this conversation with my daughters, right? Mm-hmm. Like, Dad, when you, number one, when you going to get a girlfriend, and will you ever get married again? And I was like, I don't know. I doubt it highly. Yeah. I ain't trying to do that.
Was it just inquisitive, or you think she thought you needed one?
Well, you know.
Like, Dad, why don't you clean yourself up?
And, you know, basically, yeah. That's kind of what it felt like. Yeah. It was like, Dad, what are you doing?
Get yourself together.
You know what I'm saying? What are we doing? So, yeah, she asked me.
Let's go.
Man, whatever.
Yeah, so did you have the conversation then? Like, leave me alone?
Well, I was just like, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see how that plays.
Time will tell. Maybe you'll be like Spanky. Will in the Northeast. What's up, Will?
Oh, Drink Team, happy Friday, everybody.
Well, happy Friday, what's man.
Up? Oh, man, listen, man. You know what? Jalen going to have a pretty good game this game, man. But the thing is, we just got to let him do what he needs to do. Like what I was saying yesterday, as far as the play calling, I think when it's time to show up and show the world, like, listen, I could do this at any time. But it's certain teams that I'm going to have to be able to do it with. And it's going to be one of them teams. Because he know already it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a shootout. You know what I'm saying? And I'm thinking that the offensive coordinator's prepared for it. Jalen's prepared for it. He's getting these receivers ready to go. Like I keep saying, man, they need to stop playing and go that play action. first play, Dotson, down the field because he catch everything Jalen throws. So let activate my man. I know AJ and Smith wanted to get the ball, but, you know, let somebody else shine for a little bit, and that's going to open it up for everybody, man. But Sunday is going to be the day Jalen going to shut everybody up again, man. I'm trying to tell you, because that's what type of dude he is. But let me just say some things that I read, man.
Mm-hmm.
Preparation beats talent any day, right? The more you sweat is the less you bleed in a game, right? But this is what I want to say. I want to say this is going to be my song for them to come out to.
Okay, I need the midday show song to get to the Super Bowl this year. What do you got?
Come on, baby. It's Meek Mill's Dreams and Nightmares.
We're
chasing our dreams, and we're going to give a lot of.
But that was 2017. We can't repeat.
We got to get better with the song.
All right. Hold up. I got you. How about when? J-Rock.
I haven't heard that.
All right, Kyle will pull that up for us. I'm not as familiar with it either.
Yeah, we got it.
All right, Will. We got you, buddy. So we got Jahan Dotson. Jahan Dotson, activate him. This is the week that Jalen. What did he do last year? Is that what y'all wanted to see? Are we getting one of those games this week?
No, probably.
Yeah, probably not.
You're off to a roaring start.
Well, if you want to keep it going, Aaron in San Diego up next. What's up, Aaron?
You want to keep it going.
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Good morning.
Aaron, good morning.
Kyle, on my way to work this morning, I'm going to stop by the local sporting goods store, buy you a nice Rams hat, and put it in the mail to you, buddy. I mean, I don't understand what you're thinking, but...
You know what?
You know,
shut up.
I guess. I mean, what are we talking about here? The Rams have beat the Texans. They put 14 points on the Texans.
Yeah. Yep.
And then they put 33 on the Tennessee Titans. I mean, how are they such a juggernaut that we're not going to be able to handle this coming Sunday?
All right. Well, so first of all, I don't think they're a juggernaut, but they're good. Second, are we sure the Cowboys are better than the Texans? I'm not. So they shut down
absolutely.
The Texans. No, I'm not. No, I don't. In fact, I think the Cowboys are worse than the Texans, or probably similar kind of team. So we have played the week one, right? So Texans, Cowboys, they probably played the tougher opponent. Last week, we obviously played the tougher opponent, Aaron. That's clear, right? So we played the Chiefs, they played the Titans. You're right, but that doesn't mean they haven't looked better than us.
Before I go off on my rant, I have a song for the midday show.
Okay, what do you got?
California knows how to party. California knows how to party.
Oh my gosh, it's awful.
Guess what? Come Super Bowl 60, it's going to be one big party in California for all those Philadelphia Eagles fans out there. It's going to be an outstanding ride, and it's going to be a fantastic repeat of the Super Bowl. But hey, guess what, ladies and gentlemen?
What's that?
It is a fired up Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It is time again. It's that time of the week to circle the wagons, light the fires, and put the little ones away. Because the Eagles embark on Sunday on their next step of the journey. The ultimate destination, Levi Stadium, Super Bowl 60. The hated Los Angeles Rams are coming into town. And that's right, Rams Nation. What you hear right now are the air sirens. Because Sky Marshall Hurts and his squadron, call sign Skinny Batman.
Doesn't have a touchdown.
Small Batman. Jahan, I'm Too Fast Dotson are coming to town. And they are going to take flight at the link. And it is going to be one heck of a show. It's going to shut down the Kyle Quinns of the world, the Joe Gillios of the world, that doubt the chosen one, Jalen Hurts.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He's going to have 350 yards,
okay.
Three touchdowns, 35-21. It's not even a game come the second half. Let's go, Eagles. This one goes out to Uncle Jack. E-A-G-L-E-S.
No! All right, Aaron. Yeah, we appreciate it.
I might just have to wave the white flag.
what do you call him? General Marshall? Whatever his name
Sky
is?
Marshall. I am a defeated man.
Sky Marshall. Are you guys watching man. A different team than I'm watching the first 2 weeks of the season? Sky Marshall, we're averaging 6 yards an attempt so far this season. Sky Marshall. By the way, I would love 350 yards and 3 touchdowns from Jalen Hurts. You know how many times he's done that in his career in a game? That would be once. That would be one time against Tennessee in 2022. 350 and 3 scores through the year. Can I get 1 passing touchdown on Sunday?
Let's start small.
I mean, let's go. Baby steps here. We got to crawl before we walk. 215-592-9494 for your phone calls coming up. What are you thinking for Sunday? Confident, nervous, and should we just give them the benefit of the doubt that they just win these football games and we'll get another one on Sunday? Your phone calls coming up and Tri-Day Friday. Boy, this is off to a roaring start this Tri-Day. What should be our song, the midday show song, to get to Super Bowl 60? Your calls on that as well. It's the midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas.
Is that what Aaron was trying to say?
Yeah, I don't know. Like, you kept saying that he was singing something else. Like, I don't know what he.
Maybe
what else he could have possibly
wasn't doing
been
a
singing.
Good rendition.
You know, I
of
was
it,
thinking.
Yeah.
I played a song for Joe. I played a few in
There's
the break.
Another
I
one.
Thought it was something else. But yeah, it was something.
I mean,
else.
This is exactly what he was singing.
No, but this is Aaron's submission.
Yeah, it was just tough because he was brutal.
Yeah,
as usual.
Yeah, he killed that. Well, literally.
So,
like, in a bad way.
Couple things. We are looking for our song today for the midday show, for our song to get to the Super Bowl.
I like the remix better, though.
Which is in Santa Clara, California. You don't have to sing the song, right? I mean, if you do, you do. I'm just saying it's not a prerequisite.
I'll accept the singing submissions.
We'll take it. I'm just saying it's not like you have to do it. Right, if you do it, we'll
preferred though for me, I think.
Yeah, well, it depends. Just, yeah. Maybe we cut them off in a few seconds.
I have some songs in my head. I'm not.
Are you going to sing today?
Well, I'm thinking about a few songs that mm-hmm. I like mm-hmm. that are about like they're not about exactly where we're going, but it's on the West Coast. Living in this big blue world.
Well, I mean, it doesn't have to be perfectly accurate and factual. Last year was Eastbound and Down. We went to New Orleans.
Yeah, we did. There's some pretty good songs out there with that theme.
Absolutely. All right. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down in the game? Twitter question sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Interesting split so far early in the Twitter poll. 56% confident, 44% nervous. That's a pretty high number of nerves. That tells me that the way they've played offense for the first 2 weeks is in people's heads.
Well, that's okay.
I feel that way.
It's okay because if you're sitting here, if you're a football fan and you're sitting here and you're thinking about how this game is going to go and you're looking at the stat line for the Rams from last week, Matthew Stafford threw for 298 yards. You know what I mean? We won a game by throwing for 101 yards. So – and then he had two receivers that damn near went for 100 yards. Like, that was us at one point. So you're looking at it, and if you're being realistic with yourself, you know, Adoree Jackson, he struggled the first game.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because you could say, well, I'm sure someone's listening saying, Hugh, come on, they played the Titans last week. Okay, fine. Obviously, the Titans aren't good. But we have a weakness at corner that we know McVay's going to try to get one of those receivers matched up one-on-one with Adoree.
You're playing – if you're looking at this game, and I'll just give you a little insight of how I look at it, you're looking at the matchups. You're looking at the different matchups. Defensively up front, I like our matchup against them. I like because of what we were able to do. You know, we got Jalen Carter out there.
Yep.
I think it's a matchup. I think their defensive line has gotten better since the last time we played them. They've gotten better since the first time we
played
them.
And they added another kid from Michigan, Josiah Stewart, who's looking to be a good one off the edge too.
So they and they're playing salty. And Jared Verse, like, to me the most exciting matchup in this game is going to be Jordan Mailata and Jared Verse, mm-hmm. because the first time that they went up against each other, and I asked Jordan this, he basically sunned Jared Verse. Jared Verse and him were going at it in the second game.
That next game was a heavyweight fight.
Yes, it was. It was like he studied the film, and he said, okay, you're not going to do me like you did me last time. So they were going at it, and Jordan said he had more – I'm assuming because of the way he talked about it, he had more respect for him the second time than he had the first time.
Yep.
So that's going to be a nice little matchup to watch. And then you look, okay, you're asking yourself, with the last two games that we had. Now, we saw it a little bit in the first game when you went toe-to-toe because the Cowboys scored first, and then we came back and scored. But this feels like it's going to be – this game feels like it's going to have a different pace.
It's the biggest challenge we've seen so far this season. The way the Rams are coming in here on Sunday, they're better right now than the Chiefs. I mean, I know that game was in Arrowhead, so that made a different kind of challenge. But just player for player, you know, roster for roster, I think they're better right now than the Chiefs. It's our biggest challenge of the season. Anthony, Southwest Philly's up. What's up, Anthony?
Fellas, good morning.
Good morning, what's up, Anthony. What's up?
Good morning. Hey, listen, I need y'all to give me a second here, man.
Okay.
Because I called into the morning show earlier this morning, and I had to jump off because I'm working. But hey, listen, I'm gonna make a bold statement here, and I want y'all to just follow.
We like
me
those.
We like bold statements. Go for it.
I think this team has a chance to be the best Eagles team that Jalen Hurts has played on, and the best one that we've seen so far in the Nick Sirianni and Jalen era.
Okay.
The main reason I say that is because there you have to literally almost play perfect football to beat this team. Because of all of the not just the weapons, but the way that we play football when nothing else is going well, like. When the first two games, so let me just break this part down real quick. So if you go back, I went back and looked at the two games, right? Mm-hmm. I watched the full Dallas game. I watched the full Chiefs game, right? And what I think what Dallas did in that game, I think they did a heck of a job doing a lot of they played a lot of cover three stuff, right? They did a really, really good job of basically saying to Jalen, hey, you're going to have to dink and dunk your way through this game. And that's what he tried to do. Mm-hmm. I think that he threw the ball a lot to the flat in that game. And that's cool because he was trying to get Saquon in an open space. But I think that what our offensive coordinator needs to be better at doing is scheming up things for AJ in the short field, right? Like instead of seven-step drops for Jalen, they need to put him in situations where AJ is coming across the middle of the field.
I agree. And he's good at that stuff. And with his big body, he can box defenders out. Yeah, totally.
Exactly. So I think when you look at that game, their defensive coordinator did a really, really good job of saying that we're not going to let Jalen beat us with the deep ball, and we're not going to allow Saquon to just run all over the field. You're going to dink and dunk your way to this win. And they pretty much did that for the most part. Now, this second game, we know that the Chiefs defensive coordinator, he's really good coordinator.
Mm-hmm.
They ran a lot of cover two stuff, right? So now what's the difference? In that game, if you go back and you look at that game, you saw the Mike linebacker in that game for the Chiefs doing a lot of stuff. He was dropping in the covers when you think it's just regular cover two. He's coming out. AJ, and I want to talk about this first play of the game, for example, I was hard on Jalen when I called in a couple weeks ago, but I want to go back on that for this reason. If you look at that first play of the game, which everybody's talked about, Jalen sends AJ in motion, right? When AJ comes in motion, he's the inside guy inside of
Yeah, and they send him right? deep, and then the breakdown and the blocking.
Not just that. Right? So when they hike the ball, so Jalen sees AJ. He sees him right away. He's looking right at Smitty. He's looking right at AJ. You had the two safeties and the Mike linebacker all drop onto Smitty. So he looked right at AJ right away. He's going to throw that ball.
He would have. And everything, Anthony, everything broke down and he couldn't. And Anthony, we appreciate it. But
yeah, you put here to sleep.
Anthony, good phone call. We lost you. I gotta wake you back. Here, we're doing a show.
Hey. Dog, come on, Anthony, killing me.
Wake up.
It's Friday.
Hey,
we got 4 hours on a Friday. We trying to get up out of here and get banged up, dog. What you doing?
I can't have you asleep at 10:55. We would have talked ball all day, but I lost you. All right, 215-592-9494.
Love you, Ant.
That's how you hop aboard
that was a
here.
Lot, though.
Yeah, it was. But he was trying to break down. He was diving into the film.
I respect the fact that Ant took out his time to go back and watch both games.
Yeah.
And then try to break it out. But damn, dog, you got to get there faster than that.
I wanted his song, but I was afraid we would have totally lost you for the day. All right, coming up, your phone calls on this. And what side of the game is going to have to win it? Is it the offense or the defense? And we'll get to what Jason Kelce said about how the Eagles can stop the Rams offense. That's all coming up. Confident, nervous, and should we just give them the benefit of the doubt? It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.